From Asheville Free Media, ashevillefm.org, this is The Final Straw, and I'm Burso Goodness. The show can also be heard on KXCF in Marshall, California, KWTF in Bodega Bay, California, KOWALP in Olympia, Washington, and WCRSLP in Columbus, Ohio. Archives of the show can be found a week after airing on thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org. And you can reach us with commentary or questions or what have you at thefinalstrawradio@riseup.net. This week we'll be hearing a bunch of recently or upcoming metal and punk releases. Special thanks to Earsplit Promotions for giving us access to these recordings, and to Heyduke X and Black Kronstadt for their lovely blog r-a-b-m.blogspot.com, Red and Anarchist Black Metal, where you can find a mix of music from around the world. But first, a quick announcement from anarchist prisoner Michael Kimball being held in Atmore, Alabama's segregation. These words can be found along with other of his writings at his support blog, Anarchy Alive. Quote, "On the 27th of August, 2014, I was in a physical altercation with another prisoner, and now I'm in segregation for possibly a year. Anyhow, I need y'all's support while I'm in segregation. I need y'all to make sure I'm not idle," meaning bored, "by sending me radical newspapers, newsletters, magazines, letters, and stamps. The thing about segregation is that it's designed to cause pain and hurt, but it can also be turned into a school and a place to build resistance. Everyone wants something to read to occupy the mind and not be bored, so it's a great opportunity to pass literature around knowing it's going to be read. In general population, prisoners are caught up in their own thing, whether it's sports, drugs, gangbanging, TV, etc., and have little or no time or inclination to read anything that challenges the norm. The war continues, F the state, anarchy now. Side note, please do not send in books, as only religious books are allowed into segregation at Holman. Zines, newsletters, newspapers, and pamphlets are fine, minus the staples. Literature, letter, and stamps can be sent to Michael at the following address for the moment. Michael Kimble, that's K-I-M-B-L-E, 138017/K-9, 3700 Holman Unit, that's H-O-L-M-A-N, Atmore, A-T-M-O-R-E, Alabama, 36503.
Reformers suffer from a kind of pathology. They believe in the possibility of fixing the existing system, like the government or the economy, by way of making new laws and mobilizing support to institute new policies about how those systems operate. I say they suffer from a kind of pathology because believing in the potential of reform is kind of like believing in unicorns, magical beings. At the root, when we're talking about reform, we're talking about a strategy for asking those in authority to exercise their authority differently. Unlike revolutionaries or insurrectionists who seek to topple those in authority or to disassemble authority altogether, reformists want to work with authority to get authorities to work with them. But consider this. Every change to an existing system is really a reform, right? Before the change, whatever it is, it was doing one thing. Now, after the change, it's doing something else. So reforms are occurring constantly, and reforms have been occurring from the very beginning of civilization, when humans made the mistake of settling in one place and growing crops. 6,000 years or more of constant reform has gotten us this hot mess mayhem that reformists now seek to reform. Reformists are the ones who have been digging for 6,000 years in an effort to get out of a hole, only to find the hole getting deeper, so they now commit themselves to digging twice as fast. Right, pathology. Doing something for 6,000 years over and over, expecting a favorable result, as if more of the problem is a solution to the problem. And the thing is, even the reformists know, what they do is an exercise in futility. Just ask a reformist sometime, how long before the system is perfected? What's your timeline? And that's a valid question, isn't it? I mean, they are trying to fix the system. So how long before it's fixed, before we no longer need to tinker with it? How long before it simply works? A reformist will stare at you with blank eyes like a cow watching a passing train. No answer. No answer because a reformist, deep down, doesn't believe any more than you or I do that a system can be fixed and left to run perfectly well. Even reformists, for all their talk of fixing a system, cannot conceive of an end point when the system is fixed, when reformists stop reforming, when lawmakers stop legislating, when everything is finally in its proper place, functioning fine. So just imagine for a moment if automakers shared this reformist mindset in manufacturing. If automakers thought like reformists, everywhere you drive, you would have a team of mechanics running alongside your vehicle, tinkering with it as you go.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional institution and may be recorded or monitored.
They would never stop modifying your vehicle the whole time you own it. They would never get done fixing it. But what's worse for reformists, the machine they're tinkering on is 6,000 years old. They're still running alongside it, trying to get it to run properly. What do I know? I'm a captive at a Super Duper Mac, a former gas station attendant. But I have a question to throw out there. If you have a machine you haven't been able to fix after 6,000 years, and you don't even have a reasonable timeline for predicting when the machine will be running smoothly all on its own, isn't it time to stop trying to fix it, to recognize the machine sucks, and to just scrap it once and for all? Reformists are the parents who stay up all night before Christmas morning, trying to follow the nonsensical instructions to piece together that stupid complicated toy, failing over and over, frustrated, for 6,000 years. Where's the plastic toggle switch? And why do I have these screws left over? Oh, what the uck. Yeah, like that. And even when reformists succeed, they fail. Consider the example of prison reformists who seek furloughs, better conditions, conjugal visits, and community diversion. You realize not so long ago all those things were staples of the prison system and were taken out. So that means earlier generations of reformists already succeeded and achieved those reforms that were later taken away. And modern-day reformists now seek to reintroduce reforms they know were introduced before and will be taken out again. So, reformists are people who struggle to get the solution they had yesterday so they can get it back today, even though it will get taken away tomorrow. That's the recipe for perpetual wheel spinning. The time for fixing the machine is past. Let's liberate ourselves from the reformist pathology and disassemble this unfixable machine once and for all. For Easton, this is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from Ohio Supermax Facility. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
Hearing some kind words would make a huge difference in Sean's world right now, so please just send him even a short note of support.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain, number 243-205, OSP, 878, Coitsville-Hubbard Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44505. To read some of Sean's writings and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org.
We're listening to Yob with the track Nothing to Win, out August 29th of this year on the album Clearing the Path to Ascend. Next up, we'll hear Red Queen by Run with the Hunted off of their June 2014 album The Sieve and the Sand.
Yeah.
We're listening to Torch Runner from Greensboro, North Carolina, with the track Godlust off of their upcoming release on Southern Lord. The album's called Endless Nothing and will be out October 14th. Next up, we'll hear Wormwood from their upcoming self-titled album, and the track is called I'd Rather Die. That's set for release from Magic Bullet Records on October 14th as well. This is the Austrian band Schattenlicht with the track Niemals Vergessen. This can be found with other great tracks on the compilation of feminist-supporting metal bands called Crushing Intolerance Volume 1 from the Metal Alliance, which goes to support Women on Waves group, working to make abortions accessible everywhere. Next up is Graves at Sea with This Place is Poison, which can be found on the comp Doomed and Stoned in Portland.
We'll be right back.
We're listening to MRSA from that comp, Doomed and Stoned in Portland. The song's called Rise. Next up, we'll hear Crepe Hanger from Victoria, BC, from their demo EP. We'll hear Knocking Out National Front Teeth.
Kann niemand verwehren.
Du willst nicht, 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 du willst nicht
Right now we're hearing Aria from Venezuela with their first of two tracks from Irracional. Next up, we'll hear Overtime by Kataxnia, a band from Thessaloniki, Greece, from their self-titled album, Kataxnia. We're going to finish up the hour with Devil Sea from Vilnius, Lithuania, with the track Phases from the album A Parade of States.
Oh,
Asheville Free Media, ashevillefm.org. This is The Final Straw, and I'm Burso Goodness. The show can also be heard on KXCF in Marshall, California, KWTF in Bodega Bay, California, KOWALP in Olympia, Washington, and WCRSLP in Columbus, Ohio. Archives of the show can be found a week after airing on thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org, and you can reach us with commentary or questions or what have you at thefinalstrawradio@riseup.net. So this goes like,